From abundance to scarcity, what happened to the whitefish? For decades, the whitefish was the most important food fish in Lake Constance, the so-called bread and butter fish of professional fishermen. In the past, annual catches reached up to 800 tons. And today? In 2023, the total catch was only around 10 tons. So what happened? Whitefish are very selective feeders. They eat exclusively animal plankton, for example, water flea or copepods. These in turn depend on tiny algae as their food source. And for those algae to grow, they need phosphate. In the past, large amounts of phosphate entered Lake Constance through rivers and rainfall, mainly from detergents and fertilizers. This led to abundant algae, plenty of plankton, and for the whitefish, the lake became a true paradise. But at some point, it became clear that the lake was over-fertilized, so strict measures were introduced: modern wastewater treatment plants and regulations to protect the lake. Today, the water is very clean, but also low in nutrients. For the whitefish, this means less food. And with less food available, populations begin to decline. Despite sustainable fishing practices, stocks were already very low in 2023. Large shoals in open water had almost disappeared. As a result, a fishing ban for whitefish in the Upper Lake is in place until 2027. Will this help the populations recover? That remains to be seen. For professional fishermen on Lake Constance, however, this is a difficult time. Many may not survive it economically.